This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I said this in the first service. I hope it didn't offend anybody, but I hope that you don't go to your grave and somebody describes you as a merciless man. I hope you don't go to meet the Lord someday and somebody describes you as a merciless woman, somebody who never, never showed mercy. Clovis Chapel was one of my favorite Methodist ministers. I quote a number of different ministers from different groups, but I loved Clovis Chapel. Clovis Chapel ministered on the Buffalo River in Arkansas. Some of you know where that's at. And he tells probably one of the most powerful stories I've ever told here. Some of you will remember this, I think, from my first year here. Clovis Chapel was at his first Methodist church in Arkansas. This was probably during the 1930s. Remember the time frame, the 1930s. There was a young teenage girl in the church who became pregnant. She was not married. The mother was so angry, so hostile toward her daughter, she kicked her daughter out of the house and said, "I never want to see your face again." Christian woman, "I never want to see your face again. Don't ever come back to this house." The daughter left and went to a home in Little Rock for unwed mothers where she gave birth to a little boy. The news trickled back to mom, but mother was still had a hard heart. "I don't care what she had. I don't want to see that girl again," is what she told people. So the daughter thought, "Well, maybe my mom's heart will soften a little, especially if I come home with this baby. She'll see me and she'll see the baby, and her heart will soften." She came home, walked up on the porch, standing there with this brand new baby boy in her arms, knocks on the door. The mother opens the door, takes one look at her, and slams the door in her face. The girl just walked away from the house in tears, and she went to live with one of the neighbors. Now, Clovis Chapel was the minister to this family at a Methodist church, and he said, "This isn't right. I've got to deal with this." So he went to the mother, and he pleaded with her to show some mercy, to show some grace. "Can you find it within your heart to just open up your home again to your daughter?" And she said, "No, never, never. I will never open up my heart. I'll never open up this home to my daughter." The most that Clovis Chapel said he could get out of the woman was a promise that she would pray about it. That was it. And he left thinking, nothing's going to happen. A week or two later, someone came to Clovis Chapel's office and said, "Clovis, have you heard the news? So-and-so's back home." And he said, "No, she's not. I was just over to see the mother a week ago. There's no way." And he said, "No, she's there." Clovis Chapel tells one of the most touching stories. He says he drove over there in his old car, 1930s, pulls up in front of this farmhouse in the summer in Arkansas. The only thing separating the porch from the inside was a screen door, the old screen door. The door was open. Clovis Chapel said he quietly, deftly walked up the stairs. And just as he started to put his knuckles to the door, to rap on the door, he heard the sound of a straight back rocking chair going back and forth. And he heard the sound of a grandmother singing to her grandson and rocking her grandson to sleep. And Clovis Chapel said he just put down his hand, turned around and walked out and said, "Lord, thank you," as he left. Now here's what Clovis Chapel says about that story that's so powerful. He said, "Here's a woman who refused to demonstrate mercy, refused to demonstrate grace and forgiveness, but in the process of demonstrating mercy, you know what happened? She found it. In the process of giving forgiveness, she received it." The way you're going to experience grace and the mercy and the forgiveness of God is when you manifest forgiveness in the life of someone else. And most Christian people don't know that. We think we receive forgiveness when we receive it from the Lord. "Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me." We do. But we also receive the blessings of forgiveness and an appreciation for forgiveness when we manifest it in the lives of other people.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.